Just as Southwest Fresno is poised to get a makeover, the city's transportation system is also getting ready for one. The city announced last month that it plans to restructure its bus system for the first time in decades with public input. But as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, there are bound to be limitations, and that has some community members concerned.
Dave Alcanzar lives in central Fresno. He's in his 70s and in a wheelchair and relies on Fresno Area Express, or FAX, to get everywhere. Today, to go grocery shopping, he's at Blackstone and Dakota Avenues waiting for the 45 bus, which he just missed. He'll have to wait about an hour for the next one. But even then, if it arrives with two wheelchairs already on board, he won't fit, and he'll have to wait another hour. A problem he's encountered on many of Fresno's bus routes.
A couple of weeks ago, I had a doctor's appointment, and it was 2.5 hours before they could pick me up because the buses were too full.
On the weekends, Alcanzar would like to go out to dinner or see live music, but the routes he would typically take stop running between 6 and 7 p.m., so he gets discouraged and finds himself taking the bus less and less.
I mean, that's what I do. I get frustrated and I just stay home.
Riders like Alcanzar have been voicing their concerns about FAX for a long time. Now, with a series of public workshops over the next month, the city claims it's ready to collect that feedback and incorporate it into a redesign of the whole system. Jim Shad is Fresno's director of transportation.
We are trying to understand what our customers want, both current customers and potential customers, to see if we can bolster ridership.
Since 2010, FAX ridership has fallen by nearly half. Ridership levels haven't been this low since the late 1990s. If revenue drops too low, the city could lose federal subsidies that support the system. So, Shad says, FAX needs an overhaul. He shows me a map of the system on the wall.
It is currently what's called a hub-and-spoke system. So
right now, the Manchester Mall at Blackstone and Shields and Courthouse Park in downtown serve as major bus hubs with routes radiating outward. The FAX system has been structured like this since at least the 1970s, even though Fresno's population has nearly doubled since then.
As the city grew larger, those buses had to travel further distances, and it's become inefficient.
Fresno did just increase bus frequency along two routes near Fresno State, and in February, it'll unveil its new bus rapid transit line called FAX Q. Q buses will run at 10-minute intervals along Blackstone Avenue and Kings Canyon Road. Throughout the system, Shad says more frequent buses is one of the most common requests he receives, along with more bus lines in general. But because of budget limitations, we probably can't have both.
The farther we stretch our resources to get to more locations, the more difficult it is to serve the customers in our core service and get them to their locations faster.
These limitations leave Grecia Elenes concerned about equitability. She's a policy advocate with the Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability, and she works with residents in West and Southwest Fresno, two communities served by relatively few bus lines. She worries the city will favor the denser parts of the city over more disadvantaged areas.
So I think that would be worst case scenario where these folks aren't able to get access to healthy foods, get access to Fresno City College or Fresno State or anything like that.
Elena says, yeah, getting big 40-foot buses out to all these neighborhoods every 15 minutes would be difficult and expensive, which is why planners should be thinking beyond typical transit buses.
There are express buses. There are car share companies and programs that are out there. There are all these solutions that other cities have provided that are kind of increasing the ridership and getting the residents and the commuters to their destinations.
Genoveva Islas is program director of the health advocacy nonprofit Cultiva la Salud. She argues for Fresno's most disadvantaged residents, access to reliable public transportation could radically change quality of life.
Transportation is literally pathways out of people's poverty. People need good systems to get educated. They need good systems in order to have, you know, employment.
At Blackstone in Dakota, Dave Alcanzar reminisces about San Jose, where he used to live. He loved the Bay Area's connectivity, which he says is lacking here. Still, though, he says Fresno's system does have one important thing going for it.
The drivers are nice.
The city is hosting 5 more FAX workshops this week and a final one in early December. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.